Here's your Basin Radio Network news from the Gingrich Structures News Center, your local post-frame construction experts.
School board approves budgets, teacher raises, and construction funding. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen. The Campbell County School District Board of Trustees has approved budgets for the upcoming fiscal year, including spending plans for the school district, Bochees, and the Campbell County Public Recreation District. According to County 17, the school district adopted a $492.5 million budget, an increase of nearly 43% from last year, driven largely by the construction of the new Campbell County High School and transportation facilities. District officials say about $145 million in construction projects are currently underway. The budget also includes employee raises, with the base teacher salary increasing by $6,500. Education support staff will receive a 9% raise, administrators 5%, and top-down employees will receive a one-time 3% stipend. The Board of Cooperative Higher Education Services, or Bochees, approved a $3.2 million budget, increasing funding for Gillette College programs and expanding scholarships as more students earn associate's degrees. Meanwhile, the Campbell County Public Recreation District approved a $27.8 million budget, including more than $8 million for capital projects, school improvements, and community grants. The district will also return more than $41 million to the state this year through Wyoming's school funding equalization system. Since 1984, Campbell County has contributed nearly $1.4 billion to help support school districts across Wyoming. Wyoming lawmakers advance sweeping personal data privacy proposal. Wyoming lawmakers are moving forward with legislation that could give residents unprecedented control over their personal data while also placing new restrictions on the use of license plate reader information. According to Cowboy State Daily, the proposals were introduced this week before the Legislative Select Committee on Blockchain, Financial Technology, and Digital Innovation and will receive further review in September. One bill called the Wyoming Personal Data Ownership Act would establish that a person's personal data is their property. Supporters say it would require companies to obtain permission before using or selling that data and would allow residents to demand its deletion. The measures would also strengthen protections for sensitive information, including biometric data, health records, and precise location information. Lawmakers are also considering separate legislation that would limit how law enforcement can access license plate reader, biometric, and geolocation data. Committee members suggested breaking that proposal into multiple bills after law enforcement officials raised concerns that the draft could restrict investigations involving crimes such as stalking, fraud, and child exploitation. The committee is expected to work on both measures during its September meeting at the University of Wyoming. That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shaleen.